everybody, and thanks so much for tuning into episode number 62 of As Inc. What As Inc. Is we do an improvised forum called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark. The way it works is in a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion from our Ziploc bag of suggestions, and using that, we're going to go for about 15 minutes or so, improvising scenes, games, characters, what have you, but it's all going to be the audio track. You can sort of think of it like an improvised radio play. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Maya Siegel.
Mike McFarland.
Gordon Edward Fitzgerald.
Matthew Jent.
And Chris George. All right, I think we're ready to go. Gordon, would you like to take a suggestion?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. This one looks promising. Danger.
Danger is this week's suggestion. Fantastic. And lights down.
Danger. I ride my bike everywhere I go, and I don't have a helmet, and I ride at night. A white bike, but I ride at night, and it's I don't have lights usually, and I feel like I'm gonna die. I feel like that's how I'm gonna go.
It sounds like you're suicidal.
Yeah, because you're riding with no lights at night.
Yeah,
which is illegal, I think, right?
Yeah, very much.
Gordon, yeah. Our resident legal expert.
No, but I just get pulled over. I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I work early morning, so I have to ride to work at 3:30. And I, over the past month and a half since I stopped having my car, I've been pulled over 3 times. Just being on my bike. And first time was not having a light. And then I now have a light that I just hold in my hand. And
so you ride one-handed?
Yes.
With a flashlight?
Or like one of it's like pressed in between your hand and
yeah,
the handlebar.
Exactly.
So it's kind of uncomfortable, insanely.
But still, like, the area I guess I live in is full of like every other house, or rather it used to be, of just meth labs.
Oh,
and so
nice.
Cops are like constantly going, and they always think I'm like tweaking out or something because I'm just... wearing all black because I'm in my Starbucks uniform, and without the apron, it's just a black long sleeve and stuff like that. And I have a beanie on because I don't want my hair to get messed up as I'm going to work.
Oh, well, definitely,
and
yeah.
So,
and you're in blackface because you don't want the wind to mess up your skin.
This is the other thing I tell the cops, too.
It's a ski mask, yeah. So it's not resistant.
I'm just going to work, sir.
Yeah. You carry your own knives.
And I purposely try to ride in the shadows because I don't want to get a sunburn at 3:30 in the morning.
What part of San Diego is this?
This is Kearny Mesa.
It's literally like 6 blocks away from where we are right now.
Oh, yeah, it's all meth labs right in there. Immediately 6 blocks from where we are. All meth labs.
I came here because I thought this was a meth lab.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's just improv.
This was Breaking Bad right before this.
I'm making the best of it.
I was on a Breaking Bad kick this whole last weekend. I've been, like, charging through the episodes on Netflix trying to get caught up. And that is an intense fucking show. Holy crap.
Very good.
It's
I would agree, Chris.
You know, but there is not one character on there that you can root for. Because they are awful people.
You root for Hank. Why not?
You root for Hank?
All the
time. DEA agent?
Yeah, he's so awesome.
He's my least likable character.
Yeah, because he's so, like, blustery, and he's all like, yeah, I'm Hank, I'm gonna do Hank things!
No, no. Early on, he's, like, sort of a dick, and he's sort of racist, but it's fine.
it's a lovable
because
racism.
It's more of just, like, you feel like that's how he grew up. He doesn't,
spoilers.
He doesn't, oh yeah, of course, he doesn't hate...
He quits being a dick, apparently, at some point.
Yeah,
I hope
like,
that doesn't spoil it.
He doesn't have, like, these hatred for, like, the other races, right? He just has like, stereotypes that he grew up with. Going away from that, I feel like he's the most character that you can root for because he's the most honest of all the other characters. Like, you don't see him lying. You don't see him... Like, he likes his job. He's trying to get, like, the bad guy, which is Walt.
What?
Walt's a bad guy. He's cooking meth.
Whoa.
That's the whole premise
wait
of
a
the
minute.
Show.
If
sorry.
That makes
spoiler
you
alert.
A bad guy, then I don't want to be
cancer.
Right.
He has cancer.
Oh, yeah. That makes it okay.
That justifies it.
Yeah, and Lance Armstrong's defense.
Anyone with cancer or a disability can get away with anything.
Yeah.
Helen Keller was a serial killer.
Facts.
No one cares.
I think everyone's like, eh, it's okay.
I think what's interesting about rooting for Hank is that at the same time Breaking Bad is on, Hank is on another show called Under the Dome, where he's the cartoon bad guy. And the only thing he's missing is like the mustache that he twirls at the end of every episode. So this is like, I wonder if it's an alternate universe kind of thing, or if that character could just switch places with Hank from Breaking Bad.
Is the
Bad.
Other person also named Hank, or is your name totally different?
He's named Guy from Breaking Bad, as far as I know.
No, I'm in
the credits from Under the Dome.
Hey, if stealing a fucking bicycle makes me a bad guy, then I guess I'm a fucking bad guy. But what am I doing with these bicycles?
What are you doing with those bicycles?
I'm giving them to kids around the neighborhood. I'm not stealing them from kids around the neighborhood. I'm taking them from kids up on the hill. Kids that got 6 bikes and a car. They don't need that shit.
Fair enough. I mean, I didn't realize there's a Robin Hood sort of situation. Now that I'm more informed, you can continue.
Hey, I hear this is where you come from bikes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, are you from the hills, or are you from around here?
Look at his pants. He's from around here.
Yeah, I'm from around here.
You're all from around here, right? You're not just wearing those ripped up pants.
I never even been up on the hills.
See?
Fair enough. Once again, I was not informed.
What do you want, man? Look, we got all these bikes. We got 6 of them right here.
He looks like a tricycle sort of guy.
I ain't no tricycle guy. I want a bike with a basket on it.
Excuse my sister. Well, we don't got nothing with a basket.
Aw, jeez.
We got a license plate. Is your name Will?
No, it's Eddie. Can I special order one with a basket?
You know of any Eddies on the hill?
I don't know anyone on the hill. Just take this one, man.
It says Shirley, that's... Sorry.
Yeah, take Shirley, man. Take Shirley, you come back. We got a basket, we'll switch you out, man.
Oh, you just can't win, all right.
You want some new pants, man? We got some pants.
Yeah, I need some pants.
All right, what size are you?
7.
All right, man.
I got an 8.
Yeah, I got a 6.
You could average them?
We got a belt. You want an 8 and a belt, or you want 6 and some scissors?
I'll take an 8 and a belt.
All right.
You got to make do down here at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, you got to make do down here at the dregs.
Eddie, have you made the transaction?
So this
stolen bike, I'll just take that, and then also the stolen pants and the stolen belt, right?
Well, the belt, it's more of a shoelace.
On your account, you will move in.
That was legitimate.
Hey, wait. Why are you talking so obvious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, you...
Eddie, you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool.
You hot?
I've been told I look okay.
He's more of a mediocre.
Well, I mean, you're not so great yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Those rips in his slacks ain't even rips.
Cuts. Those are scissor marks.
These are tears at least. Give me a break.
And they're slacks.
What's going on, Eddie?
He's from the hills.
Well, I think I hear my mother calling me. Anyways, mother? I guess I'll, just...
No, hold on.
I'll just take...
See how strong my hand is on your shoulder?
That's a mighty hard grip you got there,
He bench presses me.
Yeah, and she's almost 70...
kilos.
Big weight, man. What's your name, kid? Eddie?
Eddie, that's me, from around these parts.
We've been around these parts.
I haven't seen him.
Well,
let's say I take your shirt off.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Eddie's been made.
He's got a wire. All right.
This is I was in an accident as
there,
a young
Eddie.
Ute, and
let me see that.
I've got
to
work. It's a cyborg pups. You know, it's
yeah.
Not,
right. Hey, you cop. You in there? Cause we got Eddie.
I could use some assistance
from
you people.
We'll trade you Eddie for a cop.
We're sending him back a bike. Oh, no, flat tire. Oh, Eddie, you're on your own. We got a flat tire.
Hey,
put him with the other snitches.
So you guys like Breaking Bad or what? You caught up on Breaking Bad?
Hey, don't try to stay.
Hey,
don't try to stay the subject. Don't
about season 2.
Yeah, and we only got season 2 because we found disc 2 of season 2 in the gutter.
Yeah, we don't even know what happened to season 1. We assume he got cancer.
You know, you let me know. You let me know, we let you go.
I could, you want to know what happens?
Play by play. Breaking Bad.
Turns out, Hank the DEA agent, he's the good guy.
What?
No, he's racist.
It's like a
no,
nice...
No, Cop is a good guy.
It's, Hank. Hank's, he's very lovable. He wants to do what's right. He has a very lovable hatred of people who are different than him.
We do hate the people on the hill.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta steal their bikes and give them to me, huh? Yeah.
This kid, yeah. I mean, what? Once he started talking about Breaking Bad, I forgot why we even didn't like him.
Yeah.
Just take that bike
out of
your head. Move in.
We're going in.
Oh, baby!
Eddie's down. Oh. No, Eddie.
You were my favorite brother.
Welcome to Applebee's. I'm Kirk. I am the manager here. So here is your uniform.
Yeah, cool.
So
I have to wear this?
Yes, you have to wear the uniform. It is a requirement if you're going to be working at Applebee's.
Cool. Can I get like more uniforms? I want more.
You want more?
I feel like I need three.
So you're telling me that one leather bondage suit is not enough for you. I like your attitude.
I like your attitude, sir.
Here you go, Kevin. Two more leather bondage suits.
Oh my god.
And what about you, Kirstie?
Can I just, like, you know, wear my t-shirts?
No,
like,
you may not, because that is not the Applebee's way.
Okay, then can I, like, just add, like, man flair to, like, my uniform? Like, you know, put on some, like, clash pins?
No. I thought you were going to go a different direction with flair. The only types of flair that we allow are handcuffs, nipple piercings, penis piercings, vaginal piercings.
Sir?
You guys are so not hardcore punk.
Yes.
Sir? We have a customer who's complaining about his bondage burger.
Guys, watch the training video, 8 Ways to be Bound to Applebee's. Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
All right, show me which table it is. Hello, sir. I'm Kirk. I'm the manager. Is there a problem here?
Well, I clearly ordered a bondage burger, but
yes, sir.
When this burger arrived, it was just filled with safety pins, which is not.
Oh my word! I am terribly sorry.
Honey, tell him about
not
the fries. Honey, tell him about the fries.
The fries, were flappy and wet. And I ordered rock hard fries.
You did. You did order them, and I terribly apologize for that. Sir, I would like to give you one spanking and two nipple twists.
Oh, that's
free of charge on the house right now.
That's not good enough. Come on, honey, tell him that's not good.
What about, that's fine for me, but what about for my wife?
Whoopsh!
Well, I have this whip here. I could whip your wife to within an inch of her life.
Well, could I record it on my iPhone?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely, sir. Oh, and I tell you what. Why don't we go back to our bondage room, and you guys can film it in there. We can lock your wife up to the wall, we'll whip her a couple of times. I'll twist your nipples 360 degrees, sir. How's that sound?
That sounds nice.
And by the time you get back, I will have a bondage burger ready and raring to go for you with rock hard fries.
All right.
I am so surprised at the wonderful customer service here. Like, I've been to the other one, and where they gave us 180-degree nipple twisties, and they whipped us with...
They were texting someone the whole time. They
exactly.
weren't even...
They look me in the eye.
We value things a little differently here. See under my shirt? This is a chain that runs from one nipple to the other nipple and then down to my penis.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
The Applebee's difference. Okay? Now, let's say we get back there and make some blood come out, guys.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Going right back that way, and I will meet you back there in just one second.
Thank you very much.
Working in the backyard. Working in the
backyard. Go!
Oh! Frank! You're back!
Yeah, I'm back from the war.
I don't know. Don't know how you found me.
Sorry, George.
Have you seen Marge? She's inside my house. She's been waiting for you to come back for a number of years. I've been watching her, like you said.
Oh, is he back?
Yes, honey. Yep. You're
tell her to go back inside.
I'm
not here for Marge. I'm here for you, George.
Honey, go back inside. I'm talking to your husband.
Do you have the lemonade, though? Okay, I'll just I'll just put it down.
Put it inside.
Okay, I'm going.
Listen, George. There's a bounty on your head. And, you know, the bills. I have to pay the bills.
So you're not concerned about the fact that I'm sleeping with your wife?
No, not at all. I mean, it's irritating, but I'll handle Marge later. I'm more here for the money.
Fine. I owe you 17 grand. I got it. Problem solved. I thought you had a more complex problem.
What, you have 17 grand on you?
Yeah. After I got out of the army, I became a mechanical engineer.
What? You became a mechanical engineer and you never Facebooked me?
We looked for you. You were dead.
What?
You got shot in the foot right there in the battlefield. I ran away.
Well, that doesn't mean we could have kept in touch.
I literally thought you were dead. Why would I look for you?
Well, did it say RIP on my Facebook page?
I didn't look.
Well, you should have. George.
Oh honey, it sounds heated, so I got you some more ice for your lemonade.
Can you bring me the checkbook, honey?
Oh, okay, I'll be right back.
He's alive, by the way.
I noticed. Yeah. Great.
We should sign up for Facebook.
Yeah, maybe LinkedIn would be better for your mechanical engineer networking.
Yeah. You weren't on LinkedIn.
Well, LinkedIn is in the past.
It's not. If you're a working professional, it's one of the best social networks that there is.
Oh, come on.
What are you doing these days?
I'm managing my Facebook, my Twitter,
do you have Friendster?
Instagram.
Friendster?
That's in the past, Mark.
We remember when we had Friendster together? Oh.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Here's your checkbook, Joel.
Thank you. I'm going to make this out for $17,000.
How do I know this is going to bounce? George, why don't I just shoot you in the head and collect the $5,000 that's on your head right now?
You'd have a loss for $12,000, like simple math.
Your husband ain't gotten no smarter.
No, that's for sure.
I tell you, when that bullet shot you right there in the Achilles, I thought you were surely dead.
Yeah, just like that guy from the mythology. What was his name?
Achilles.
Yeah, him.
Shaquille Achilles.
Yeah, I'm the dumb one here. Marge doesn't even know. The Achilles heel belonged to Achilles.
I prefer Greek mythology, personally.
Anyway, here's your check.
Okay. I'm going to be back.
Can I get you anything? You want some tea? Uh-huh. She made tea. She makes... Oh, you know that. She makes wonderful tea.
Yes, she did.
Would you like to see our child?
I still do.
You have a child?
Yeah.
Technically, it's yours. But he knows me as father. He knows me as dad.
We haven't told him who his real dad is, so if you could just... Don't tell him yet. Wait until he's old enough.
He would think you're dead, but he doesn't know you exist.
Yeah.
Listen.
Johnny, come
on out,
your
Johnny.
Uncle.
Yeah, he's seven.
Yeah.
So, why don't we just say that I'm a stranger? I don't want him thinking I'm his uncle and then later find out I'm his dad.
Papa,
you look
this
alike.
Our uncle?
Yeah, you can see the family resemblance,
yeah?
Yeah,
he's my brother.
Is that true? Uncle?
Yes, boy, it's true.
Can we do uncle things together?
He's going back to Canada. Ain't that right?
Yeah, not right now, but maybe later. I have to go back.
They have better health care for his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Johnny, go play with your twin sister.
Yeah.
Twin sister!
Okay, yeah, Papa.
There were two of them inside me.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said there was only one.
There was another. It was hidden. I just kept pushing at the end, and then, whoop, there's a girl.
What's her name?
Helen.
is this our uncle?
Yeah.
After my mom.
Yeah. Actually, Helen of Troy. We named her after Helen of Troy. We're a big fan of myths.
Yeah.
Read us a myth, uncle.
No, I don't think it's... I don't think it's appropriate.
We're gonna go inside.
We love the Minotaur. Tell
George,
Minotaur.
Marge, it's nice seeing you guys. Very
great seeing you.
It's very enlightening.
I still love you a little bit, but not as much as George.
Hey, you're saying that right in front of George?
Yeah. Well, I love him more. That's why it's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. Well, we have a very open relationship.
Well, then I may.
We have an infinity pool. You want to see it?
I got some time. I'll stay a little longer.
I'll get you some of my shorts. They're Sims High.
And lights up. That was episode number 62 of As Inc. Our suggestion was Danger. Playing with As Inc. this week was
Maya Siegel,
Mikey Funk,
Gordon Edward Fitzgerald,
Matthew Gent,
and Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's PROV at gmail.com. You can also email us suggestions that you'd like us to put into our Ziploc bag of suggestions. You can find us on Facebook. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. And we will see you next week.
Addictives.
Like any related types. The only thing I actually like is Merlin, and I only have that once every 5 years.
I don't really keep them around. There might be one, though. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like almost pumpkin, but also not quite.
Ciders, a little more on the bitter side. Oh, bitter.
So, are you like...
Do you do the...
5 years!
Yes,
yeah.
Kind of like that.
And how old are you now, so we can get a sense of, like, did you start this when you were one?
I
had, like, six, 11, 16,
21. What made 5 years the, like, why 5 years? Why not 4 years or 7 years?
Do you love to
six
play
months?
The last 5 years?
I had it, no. I made it 5 years because the break between my first time and my second time was 5 years.
You don't like to shave.
So my third time will be when I turn age.
Sure,
I'll be 28.
Oh, you should have that
beard. 3 years, I'll be. Or 2.5.
Oh yeah, don't let it freeze.
Yeah, that's fine. We do like one more episode,
and then what's 5 years in between?
Whenever I smoke marijuana, or
a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Well, rather consume marijuana. The second, I think I'll just do chewables. I don't like smoking. It,
chewables,
so
you don't mm-hmm. smoke.
Like Flintstones
yeah.
pot.
Yeah, Flintstones pot.
I love the Flintstones pot. I like the grape flavored one.
I have a container in my.
So I get my calcium every day.
Yeah.
No, like, I got it at Costco.
Uh-huh.
Definitely, my second time I got a lot higher, and that was because it was chewables. I was like.
Edibles is the word.
Brownie?
Thank you. I like, it wasn't a brownie, it was more like a really small.
Not a good pot.
But I had that.
Okay.
And I had that.
All right, I'm high.
Sweaty, and it was just like, I have never danced with so much freedom. Like, I literally was flailing my arms, but like, in such a thing, I was like, I
so much freedom.
It felt like I was in the air because I was doing it so fast.
Maybe you actually were flying.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
I was suspended.
The second time I smoked, I thought I was peanut butter for a little while.
You thought you were peanut butter?
Well, like the only way I could describe my experience was that I felt like peanut butter, like how it's sticky but it still moves a little bit, like.
Uh-huh.
And that was my only, and I was just laying there. And there was a 4-year gap between the first and the second.
See,
there was not a 4-year gap after that.
The only thing I didn't like about the experience, and I have a lot of memories of that experience, was a very awesome reception. But the only negative thing was on our way home, someone else was driving. And I was in the back seat, and I was convinced that I was just urinating the whole time. And I was like, oh my gosh, and I could feel my legs. I was like, I was like, oh no.
I'm peeing
like,
all
but, like,
over
it,
myself.
It was just like really warm.
Are you sure
mm-hmm.
this was marijuana?
This
is
I think
laced
it was.
With PCP?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Ecstasy?
My cousin
maybe?
Gave it to me. So.
Did you really just do LSD?
Yeah. You made them like a, because it was a chewable tablet.
Yeah, but it's chocolate. I'll
text
LSD
my fudge.
I'll call my cousin Steven.
Hey, Steven, remember what 2.5 years ago?
You gave
that
me
thing I chewed?
Drug.
What did you give me? Just out of curiosity.
Just so I can ask for it again.
What was that?
Because I want him to be my, like, provider, because I don't want to hurt
him. I want him to be my provider. Will you provide me?
And then in 2.5 years, can I have some more of the same?
Yeah. In June 2015, I'm low.
I'm
April 15th, 2014.